By the way, what penance has the priest given you for your sin?
3 Hail Marys and Our Father.
Is that all? Ignatius screamed. Did you tell him what you did, that you halted a critical work of great brilliance?
I went to confession, Ignatius. I told Father everything. He says, it don't sound like your fault, honey. It sounds to me like you just took a little skid on a wet street. So I told him about you. I says, my boy says I'm the one stopping him from writing in his copybooks. He's been writing on this story for almost 5 years. And Father says, yeah? Well, don't sound too important to me. You tell him to get out the house and go to work.
No wonder I cannot support the church, Ignatius bellowed. You should have been lashed right there in the confessional.
Now tomorrow, Ignatius, you go try some other place. They got plenty jobs in the city. I was talking to Miss Marie Louise. The old lady works in the Germans. She's got a crippled brother with an earphone. He's kind of deaf, you know? He got himself a good job over by the Goodwill Industries.
Perhaps I should try there.
Ignatius! They only hire blind people and dummies to make brooms and things.
I am certain that those people are pleasant co-workers.
Let us look in the afternoon's paper. Maybe they got a nice job in there.
If I must go out tomorrow, I am not leaving the house so early. I felt very disoriented all the while I was downtown.
You didn't leave here until after lunch.
Still, I was not functioning properly. I suffered several bad dreams last night. I awoke bruised and muttering.
Here, listen to this. I've been seeing this ad in the paper every day, Mrs. Riley said, holding the newspaper very close to her eyes. Clean, hard worker man.
That's hard working.
Clean, hard working man. Dependable, quiet type.
Quiet type. Give that to me, Ignatius said, snatching the paper from his mother. It's unfortunate that you couldn't complete your education.
Papa was very poor.
Please? I couldn't bear to hear that grim story again at the moment. Clean, hard-working, dependable, quiet type. Good God, what kind of monster is this that they want? I'm afraid that I could never work for a concern with a worldview like that.
Read the rest, babe.
Clerical work, 25 to 35 years old. Apply Levy Pants, Industrial Canal and River, between 8 and 9 daily. Well, that's out. I could never get all the way down there before 9 o'clock.
Honey, if you're gonna work, you gotta get up early.
No, Mother.
Ignatius threw the paper on top of the oven.
I've been setting my sights too high. I cannot survive this type of work. I suspect that something like a newspaper route would be rather agreeable.
Ignatius, a big man like you can't pedal around on no bike delivering newspapers.
Perhaps you could drive me about in the car and I could toss the papers from the rear window.
Listen, boy, Mrs. Riley said angrily. You gonna go try somewheres tomorrow. I mean it. The first thing you gonna do is answer this ad. You playing around, Ignatius. I know you.
Ho-hum,
Ignatius yawned, exhibiting the flabby pink of his tongue.
Levy Pants sounds just as bad, if not worse, than the titles of the other organizations I have contacted. I can see that I'm obviously beginning to scrape the bottom of the job market already.
Just you wait, babe. You'll make good.
Oh, my God!